Hola, I'm Muzz from Scotland, the SOS on Spanish Tidbit.
Even if you've only been into this Spanish thing a short while, why do we say that? A short while? I'd hate to be an English learner. You know that thing where the kids say for a minute, but it really means a long time? I'm having a hard time getting used to that one. There you go, getting me off track again. Where were we? Oh yeah, tener. You've probably encountered the verb tener already. It means to have. And maybe you've seen the whole tener que thing? That means to have to, like an obligation, like you have to do something. But neither tener or tener que are very weird to us. And you're here to see weird, right? I usually show you weird stuff. What about this? I am cold. And I'm not talking about a cold person, like cold-hearted. I am, but that's a topic for another day. In Spanish, I am cold, like it's cold outside and I'm feeling cold. That's best said, tengo frío. So we use to be, I am comes from to be, but in Spanish, they use tener. In English, we are cold, but in Spanish, they have cold. So in that way, tener can mean to be. But that's just one way of looking at it. It's accurate, but it doesn't really reflect the essence of what's happening. It doesn't reveal the idea behind the sentence. And words don't mean words, remember? They stand for ideas. Watch my video, How Words Work, if you have no clue what I'm talking about. Link is down there. What's really going on is, frío is a noun. It means coldness, basically. So they just talk differently in Spanish than we do in English. They construct their sentences differently. We say, I am cold, when they say, tengo frío, which is one definition of a definition. But when they say, tengo frío, they're more literally saying, I have coldness. And most of the time you run into tener and it's weird, this is the reason. Nothing more, nothing less. I am hot, not good looking or aroused, but warm because of the temperature, is tengo calor. Hunger and thirst work like this too. I am hungry in Spanish is tengo hambre, literally I have hunger. Then I am thirsty would be tengo sed. All these tener phrases I'm showing you in this video are super common. I'm only showing you phrases I personally use regularly. Tener for age is one of the earliest things we learn, right? Well, now it probably makes more sense. Años or years are nouns. So tener años is to have years, not to be X years old. They say things differently. I am 39 years old is tengo 39 años. I have 39 years. Now, before we get to the more interesting tener phrases, in my opinion, I want to address something important. When you speak differently, you construct the sentence differently. In our case, using a noun instead of an adjective or participle. I am not going down that rabbit hole right now. And when you change one thing in a sentence, you usually have to change more than one thing. And that's the case here. We say, I am cold. They say, I have coldness or tengo frío. But when we're more than cold, we say, I am very cold. But cold is an adjective, so very cold works. But we wouldn't say very coldness, would we? So in Spanish, for I am very cold, you can't say very or muy. You gotta go with mucho, which means a lot. I am very cold is tengo mucho frío, or literally, I have a lot of coldness. You with me? I am very hot would be tengo mucho calor. I am very hungry, tengo mucho hambre. But there's mucho, and then there's mucha, and muchos and muchas. And they've got a match. So sed, that's thirst in Spanish. Sed is a feminine noun. So I am very thirsty would have to be tengo mucha sed, not mucho sed. You got that? If you don't understand this stuff, go back and watch the video I made on adjectives, and the one on adverbs. And you know what? If you didn't get that mucho mucha thing, go to my website and watch every video in the category called The Basics, and do the free practice worksheets I give you with most of those videos. You do all that, and it's not so much, you'll notice a world of difference. Okay, now the more interesting ones. I mean, nothing earth-shattering, but better than frío and calor. Razón. Tener razón. To be right, like correct. So, literally, to have rightness or to have reason. You are right is tienes razón. Feels good to hear that, right? Tienes razón. Razón is used for reason, like the cause of something, but here, reason is more like when you have good reasoning skills. You thought through the situation well and came to an accurate conclusion. You're right. Tienes razón. And there probably is some connection between our two uses of reason in English, but I'm not gonna let you sidetrack me again. They also have scaredness. I am scared is tengo miedo. Probably more I have fear than scaredness, which Google is telling me doesn't exist, but I don't care. The book follows me. I don't follow the book. You understood me, right? Then it's a word. In Spanish, they also have embarrassment. We are embarrassed could be said tenemos vergüenza. I just ignore those weird dots. Feel free to do the same. Hasn't held me back so far. And I guess this is a good time to tell you, just because they talk talk this way, having things instead of being them, doesn't mean they have to. For all the examples I've given you so far, I think with tener is the only way to go, except the last one. Tengo vergüenza, for I am embarrassed, is super common, but so is the more normal, to us, estoy avergonzado. And when I say that, estoy avergonzado, it brings back memories. Because that's how I said I'm embarrassed back in the day, which as a beginning Spanish learner was a lot. But I started to notice tener vergüenza was said way more than estar avergonzado. So eventually I made the big switcheroony. They're both right though. Spanish speakers, how do you say to be embarrassed? Estar avergonzado or tener vergüenza? And does one or the other give you a different idea or feeling? Sleepy is kind of like this, but only kinda. I am sleepy in Spanish is tengo sueño. I have sleepiness. Even though sueño as a noun is also a dream. So soñar, the verb, is to dream, then el sueño can be a dream or sleepiness. But I am sleepy is different than I am tired, right? I don't know how to explain that to an English learner, but that's their problem. So I am sleepy is tengo sueño, but I am tired is estoy cansado. The normal to be estar with an adjective, participle, whatever, I don't care. Okay, two more of my favorites. To be careful in Spanish is tener cuidado. So I am careful is tengo cuidado, or more literally, I have carefulness or care. I notice Spanish speakers in English do say take care a lot. It might just be coincidence or it might be because of this. You'll also often hear ten cuidado. That's the imperative. They're commanding you, be careful. And sometimes just cuidado without the ten. It's still there though, you just can't see it. It's implied. And don't worry, this one's used to being last. The word for success in Spanish is éxito, with the accent on the E. Éxito doesn't mean exit or excited, it means success. To be successful in Spanish is tener éxito. You're going to be successful, vas a tener éxito. You're going to be very successful, vas a tener mucho éxito. This one isn't as weird as the others because in English we do have success. So tener éxito could be to have success or to be successful. Now there are some more tener phrases out there, but not so many. Most of the time when you are something in English, you are it in Spanish. Of course there are two R's in Spanish, but again, topic for another day. If you like this video, you can see every Spanish tidbit I've ever made at SpanishDude.com/tidbits. Then there are even more vocabulary videos in my premium course, Fun with Words. If you haven't already subscribed to the Spanish Dude newsletter, that's crazy! Go to SpanishDude.com/free-updates and sign up. Not only will I notify you first when I post a new video, but you'll get videos and discounts not available to the public. That's SpanishDude.com/free-updates. A special shout out to Mus in Scotland. Thank you so much for that intro, Mus. I'm in the burbs right now and I could really use something like that. If you'd like to appear in a future Spanish tidbit, go to SpanishDude.com/tidbits and you'll see instructions for how to make that happen. And I need some more, so send me your intro if you haven't already. Okay, until the next tidbit, my name's Jordan and I love Spanish.
Ooh, yeah, dig it!